You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. All that and more coming up on today's pod.
But here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
All right, well, that's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you?
Hi, Seb. It's just me and Seb like the old days.
I know. Everyone's going to think it's a poker episode.
No, this is about, this whole episode is about quitting or not quitting, folding or not folding. But just you and me just chit-chatting like this, segment free.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like a lifetime ago that we were doing the early episodes of this podcast?
I know. It's going to be interesting because I feel like both of us have nothing to prove now.
Yeah. We can't go any lower.
No, we can't.
So we have nothing to lose and nothing to prove.
You know what's, introduce the topic. I have a lot to say.
Okay, well, the overall topic is know when to fold them. Mm-hmm. And that's going to encompass me talking about the end of my waitressing career, time to fold them officially.
Really?
Really. So we'll do that for the first half, and the second half will be the end of this podcast.
No, it's not gonna happen. I'm not allowing it.
So you'll have to wait till the second half to decide if we are quitting the podcast.
Wow.
But the first half is, so the place, I've only worked at one restaurant my whole
life. Fire department bar.
Fire department bar. The bravest, NYC. Mm-hmm. I worked there for 8 years. It's the only restaurant I've ever worked at. And they sold it last Friday. So we had a big party Thursday night. We all got hammered.
I saw.
Yeah. And then Friday was like the official transfer. Now, here's the thing. The new people are not firing anyone. You can stay if you want. They said they're going to keep everything the same. I'm like, how long are you going to keep this, the old owner's dead friends on the wall? Okay.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. That comes down overnight.
I go, one night, for just, how long?
Yeah.
Will the memorial wall stay up? What was I going to say?
Can you hear anything in your headphones?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can't hear me. Is that something, Mike?
How about now?
Yeah, now I can hear people. Wow, that's so much better.
Should we make this a no-cut app, like a bunch of sick fucks?
Yeah.
Just leave that in. Sick fuck, no-cut app. Call it, mark it, no-cut app.
Mark it.
So they're not firing anyone. You can say if you want. Mm-hmm. All the girls that I've worked with for 8 years immediately left. They're done, clocked out. My girls are gone. I do love the new kids.
Yeah, but the but kids.
They're kids. And so I was like, I guess I'll try it. I only work one day a week, so I'm like, I guess I'll try it. I work Sunday, Super Bowl. 3 hours into the shift, I go, you got to know when to fold them.
Wait, was it busy? What was
it? It was
the
busy,
energy?
But it wasn't about that. It wasn't about that. It was just like, it really turns out that it's true what Dave Matthews said. It's not where, but who you're with. That really matters. That really matters. It just felt like empty. Like, this is a place. I hate to say it. It was a second home for me.
That's beautiful. People need that.
I have not done anything as long as I worked at that. As long as I worked at the Bravest, I haven't done anything that long. Nothing. Other than my relationship, but there's been like up twists and turns, variations on that as well. I have never in my life taken the same train, walked the same route to the same place, stood in the same four walls. It's just a simple rectangle bar.
Yeah.
Small.
But mighty.
Gotten the same cut on my finger every week from the saran wrap, from the ridges where you cut the saran wrap covering the blue cheese and ranch at the end of the night.
Of course.
Same cut on my finger every single week for 8 years.
Oh, you have it.
Yeah, I have it right now. Of course. I'll always have it.
Wow. That's cute.
Not anymore. just, I don't know. It was just, I guess I underestimated because at this point, you know, like I would leave, like when I would get a job, I would leave and then I would think, but I never like quit.
Yeah.
I just would give up my shifts. And then if I wanted to come back, I would come back.
That's nice.
And now it's like, I just said, I think that this part of my life is done. And I just had this profound sadness of just being like, wow. I don't know if I really, of course, you don't think about something till you're thinking about it, but how much it meant to me, how much the people meant. How much I love Wanda, the owner, and Mickey, her husband, the retired fire marshal, and the what did I say? Fire marshal. The retired fire marshal, Mickey, and Wanda. And
when you
their
work,
son.
When you would work, would you be annoyed at work, or would
so
you...
annoyed all the time?
Isn't that so interesting?
Isn't it interesting? Okay, well, here's the thing. When in the like for the first couple of years, when I truly had no money,
uh-huh.
and I had no savings, and I had no credit cards, and I worked 4 or 5 days a week, and I worked the shitty shifts, I did like the Tuesday double.
Yeah,
I would be in a bad mood. But since like things changed a little bit in my life and I was just coming back to do one day a week, I would do Saturday nights or Sunday nights.
Interesting. So once you got a little famous, they're like, let's put her on
the
weekend.
Then you get the famous girl shift. It's for the stars.
That's that is New
then,
York.
Then I'm not that. Then I don't. Yeah. If someone doesn't tip, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'll get like overwhelmed sometimes because sometimes it gets busy. But no, it's not like it used to be where I would get in a bad mood, really. I was like happy to go because I really love it there.
It is funny, like, the things that you do that annoy the shit out of you will have the most fond memories.
Isn't that because it's like trauma bonding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trauma.
Like, I used to fucking fight. It would just be like, someone would be like, who worked last night? The ketchups aren't filled. And I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. And now I'm like, oh my God, like, this was the best years of my life.
You treat the people, like, waiters and waitstaff treat each other like siblings.
Literally,
because they'll like hug each other. They'll literally go, you stupid ass fucking bitch, die.
Yeah.
For no reason, because they forgot to put the lid on the blue cheese.
Yeah. So I used to, I remember like Jess, one of the girls that I love. She's like, when I first started working with her, I'm like, hey, babe, why don't you let me know where I can stand and what I can say that won't annoy you? You just let me know and then I'm happy. I'm so happy. Aggressive. This is how it would be. Or I would be like, you think you could keep talking to me like that and you're not going to get punched in the face?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. You think you're going to keep talking to me like that and not get punched in the face?
I'm waitstaff.
And now I'm like,
yeah.
I love these people so much.
Of course. These are gladiators.
And the other thing is, I'm really the only, and this is rare for a New York City restaurant, but I'm the only person in the arts.
That's very rare.
The other girls, nursing school, have like full-time jobs and they just come after work for a couple of shifts. Teachers. And then me, the rapper. But they were so supportive and so loving towards my creative endeavors. We had rap shows at the bar.
Wow.
The owner would like shut down the bar. We'd pack it out. Mario, the cook,
mm-hmm.
he DJs like quinceañeras and shit on the weekends. He does like parties. So he brings in the lights and the smoke and the microphones and the sound system. And we just start doing rap shows there. And they're so supportive. These girls would roll 10 deep to my shows.
Of course they do.
10 deep. They're all from the Bronx. They're all from Throg's Neck.
They love to go out. People that work at restaurants.
They love to go out. They love to go for a cocky.
Yeah.
A cocktail.
Yeah. They love to like get dressed up or all of them go out.
They taught me, like these girls taught me about like, what it means to have money, because I didn't grow up with money. I didn't understand tipping. I didn't understand anything.
Sure.
And it's just like 20 cash. Like you have to do.
Just slip them in the hands.
It's like, and they explained, it's like, this is fun money. It's like a bar. Yeah. This is the same $20 being passed around between the civilians of the Bronx. Okay. We're all just passing this $20 around.
That's a beautiful way to look at it.
Yes. This is fun money. This is not real. This is today money. You're not going to, no one's building wealth.
No.
This ain't for tomorrow, babe. This is for today. And that is what I learned there. This is for today, babe.
Too many people are trying to build wealth when we should just be like spending money willy-nilly.
Willy to the nilly. Nilla wafers willy-nilly.
Just throwing like, it on ridiculous stuff.
Today money. The concept of today money. Ugh. My goodness.
Slipping someone a 20 feels better for you than it does for them.
Yeah.
That's what people don't say.
I know.
If you feel like a fucking
wait,
hot
hold
shot.
On. No. It feels pretty good to get one too. When you get that slip, you're like, okay, babe, thank you.
I've gotten $100 in my hands.
Oh yeah.
From and say, hey, Sebastian, you keep being a good kid.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'll dap someone up with a hunch.
You have?
You know what's funny? The places that I'm cheapest is at this bar that I worked at. I'm like, I'm not paying for shit here.
Sure. Fuck that.
But when I go out, now I understand like how to treat people. And I didn't know that before.
You folded up 100 and shaken someone's hands with it.
Yes, I have.
Who, what, where?
I guess I haven't done it in a couple of years, but the last one I remember.
It's been rough, Pandy.
Pandam. Oh, no, this is post-pandam.
Post-pandam, Hundy?
I was in Pittsburgh.
Thanks,
I was on the show.
That's why.
But this is before I even had gotten a paycheck for it. But we were out with all the girls, all the cast.
You're so trashy what? That you're spending hundreds of dollars before you got a paycheck.
Before I got a paycheck. It was, and you know where that $100 came from?
Where?
The bar. Because I showed up in Pittsburgh with my bar money, with my bar cash. So
like,
I was trying to ball because we asked like for this restaurant to stay open late so we could party there. So I dapped up our girl with a hunch. That's standard.
I love it.
That's standard. But I would not have known that. I would not have known how to behave had it not been for the teachings of my girls from Dog Attack New York at the Bravest MIC.
And here's the thing. Cash rules everything.
Around me.
Cream.
Dollar. Bill.
Y'all. Like, literally, cash is like, people don't realize having cash in those situations is better than a card.
Oh, yes. But here's the thing. This place that I'm leaving is the last of its kind. A cash-based business. Like, people now, they want you on the machine. I was telling Mike the other week, like,
IRS.
they want you on the, they come around now to close you out with the tablet. They want you in the face. They want you on the high tip. They don't want you looking at what's on the bill.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I'm over this. Go ahead,
babe.
I'm over this mentality. You walk into a place, every Uber Eats person's like this. I get food at a restaurant. Everyone's sticking their fucking thing in my face.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that won't be a privilege that I have anymore.
You used to stick in the face.
I'll stick whatever in your fucking face. I'll throw this ass right in your face, babe. God, I wish I was young again. I'll throw my ass around right in that face.
Oh, my God.
God, I wish I was young again.
Would you stare at them as they selected the tip?
We were talking about this last week. Thank you for listening. But
what can I say? The pot's not doing well.
Oh, get out. Get out.
No. Okay, I forgot that you dropped it up.
You're good. No, so I was saying, like, yeah, you come around, and the whole point of coming around with the tablet to the table to pay is, like, you don't want to give someone a split second to think about the ways that they're being ripped off right now. Because now you're getting banged. The whole standard now, which is fucking insane, is that the customer pays the credit card fee.
Yes.
Don't get me started.
They're going to start doing new ones in New York.
What do you mean?
They're going to start adding new credit card fees to everything. It's going up.
Why is it new?
Because it's like how you could go to the deli and they won't add a credit card for you now. That's all going to change. Everything will have a fee.
So it's fucking stupid.
I talked to my dad about it today, and my dad goes, Jesus fucking Christ, they want no one to enjoy this beautiful city.
They want
city.
No one to enjoy this beautiful city. Anyway, but the point is to get people really flustered because as soon as the customer takes the tablet and presses more than one button, you know what they're up to over there. You know they're up to a custom tip, $5 custom.
Yeah.
You know, because you want them to just smash that 22% and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to fluster them in order to do that. You need to confuse them. Shock and awe. Remember when we went into Baghdad? That's what it's like to close out a check now. Shock and fucking awe.
It's like, wait, why are you guys even here?
So confused. So any other questions about the bar?
Is it wood?
It is all wood. It's wood and brick.
Of course it is. That's
it's beautiful. It's actually a beautiful bar. It's like the bar, like, well, mm-hmm. I say the bar is the whole establishment.
Of course.
But
it's a restaurant.
The bar itself
is
actually beautiful. It's one of those wraparounds. So the bartender stands in the middle like a cage, a caged animal.
Have you ever bartended or only been
I officially, I'm generally not allowed behind the bar because all I do is go back there and like get shots and get things that I want for myself.
Yeah.
Well, no, since I've been doing on my one day a week thing, nobody tells me what to do. But back in the old days, they'd be like, stop coming behind the bar.
Of course.
Because I was like too willy-nilly with it. I worked one bartending shift, like officially.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't like it. I don't like being out that late. It hurts my soul.
My friend used to work at a bar, and when I was like 21, 22, so I would help. He would close out, and him and I would just sit there and slam drinks until 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was just free drinks.
Yeah.
It's a special feeling, but you have to be young. You hopefully is when the bartender goes and locks the door and lets you stay inside.
And then you can light up a cig.
You smoking cigs. Yes. People are doing coke on the bar.
Then you get the aux cord.
Yes.
Now those are the nights. Those are the nights you live for as a staff.
100%. And I want to say I've been blessed to be non-staff at a couple of bars.
Yes. Oh, but that's huge. Yeah. A lot of the owners, like hometown boys, get that privilege too.
Yeah. It's
they come in. There's like a group of regulars who I actually really love at the bar. Who won't come anymore. So they have those privileges. But
it's nice.
The thing about me is I always was driven in this other place in my life. So I didn't want to be staying out.
Yeah.
Like if I stay out till 5, that affects me for days. Other people bounce back quicker. I do not bounce back. Mm-hmm. And I was always really driven in other areas.
Well, I think that staying out till 5 should wreck you. Right. I'm scared of my worst times in my life is when it didn't.
Right, when you could just bounce back.
That's actually the scariest moments of my life is when I would stay out till 5 and then I'd be like, all right, we're doing it again.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I can't do it.
No, I can't even imagine smoking a cig.
Oh, I've been on a tear.
You have?
Well, I haven't vaped in over 2.5 months.
That's nice.
But like I smoked 3 cigs already today.
Dr. Drew says vaping's better.
No, there's no way.
But he also, yeah, he's...
The way that I feel when I vape is it's like psychologically damaging.
Oh, okay.
Like it gives me anxiety.
Sure. It's like brown rice versus white rice. They're fucking same.
Well, these fucking people on TikTok now are saying brown rice is actually not good for you. And white rice is.
I know.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. Give me a fucking break.
Sorry. I got to watch now. My texts go through.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the Apple Watch or the Fitbit?
It's a Fitbit.
Beautiful.
Fitbit.
So how do you get your texts on it?
I don't know. I get texts.
What's the goal with the Fitbit? 10,000 steps?
Yeah, that's the goal is 10,000. You know what it is?
Go ahead.
I want to see how I sleep.
That's the best part of the Fitbit. It's absolutely like addicting. The data is addictive.
It's the data. I want to see what my sleep
is.
It is
addicting.
First night, slept 5 hours, score 69. Not great, but pretty fucking awesome.
It takes a while, though, for it to understand your baseline, for it to give you good scores. So just hang in there.
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. I mean, I do wake up in the middle of the night and usually rip it off and throw it across the room.
Definitely, 100%.
Violent rage.
100%.
But now, no, I get some texts to the phone, which is great.
Yeah, well, it's great for you. Bad for me because we're rolling right now and you're on your watch checking texts. Thank God this is our last episode.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Don't put that out there.
No, don't put that out there.
What was I
going
to say? Oh, yeah, just back to know when to fold them on the bar. So I worked the Super Bowl Sunday. I'll give it a try. 3 hours in, I go, this will be. So I said, of course, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I like the new kids. So I said, I'll work next week and that'll be my last shift. So this Sunday will be my last shift.
That's exciting.
It really is. But first I felt this deep emptiness. I'm like, because it's not just a job. I hate to be this person, but it was community for me.
People need that.
It was purpose. It was something to do. It was somewhere to go where I know people for years, where I love them. I know they love me. I'm sure they talk badly about me, but that's okay. I talk badly about everyone.
This is what... Like, community is, like, people shit-talking each other.
Of course, yeah.
That's part of community. Yeah. You have to be comfortable with people talking shit about who you are.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It's hard.
Really hard.
Because I'm not.
I'm really not.
I'm really not okay with it. It really hurts me in my heart.
I know. Just to know what people might be saying behind your back.
I know. That's why I just try to... I always tried to be, like, a peacemaker there. Mm-hmm. I always tried to stay out of it.
I could tell from the one story about... Where the fuck do I need to stand for you not to be angry, you stupid bitch?
No, I said, why don't you let... This is a peacemaking. Hey, why don't you let me know where I can stand and what I could say that won't annoy you?
Yeah, you're right. That's peacemaking.
That's peacemaking.
That is peacemaking. You're right.
One time this lady came in, she threw the chicken wings in the toilet. She got angry. She said, let me get 3 plates of chicken wings, happy hour, $5. Mm-hmm. And then 2 minutes later, after I bring out the food, she goes, oh, whoops, I forgot I got to go. Can you pack them up? I said, no problem. I can pack them up, but I can't give you the happy hour price because happy hour is about staying here and keeping the money rolling, drinking. Yep. She said, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, that's the policy, ma'am. I'm sorry. You do this all the time.
She does?
She does it all the time.
What a sneak.
And they had just told us, like, you got to watch this policy. And I said, ugh, what do I care? Then I go, all right. Sorry, it's the policy. Mm-hmm. She said, well, how about I throw these chicken wings in the fucking toilet? I said, ma'am. She said, how about I throw them in the toilet? I said, babe, I don't think you should do that.
That's a good thought.
She gets up. She goes to the bathroom. She kicks the door open.
Wait, with the plate or
with the
in
plate,
hands?
With the plate. Throws the chicken wings in the toilet.
Wow.
Comes back to her seat. I said, I think we can all agree that you didn't handle that well.
That is peacemaking.
That's peacemaking.
I
think we can all agree that that was not the way to handle that. And then you think that throwing the chicken wings in the toilet is what you do as your final mic drop on your way out the door, right?
Yeah.
30 more minutes, this bitch is in the restaurant.
Stop. She could have had the wings.
She could have been out. Yeah, she could have been eating the wings. I'm like, what are we talking here? Wow. And then, yeah, so she's, of course, like, just crosses out the tip. Zero tip. No, like, writes, like, no tip.
Amazing.
And then everyone else around throwing down 20s, going, you handled that really well.
Because they feel bad for you.
Yeah, and then we have, like, now I have, like, a Curb Your Enthusiasm style thing with this lady where if when I would be working and uh-huh. I would see her come to the door and I would just look at her and I would shake my head like this. Not today.
You would
not
say
on
that?
My shift. And then wow. she would turn around. She'd go, ugh. Turn around.
And she would leave if you were
yep,
there.
Yep, she would leave if I was there. Not on my shift, babe.
You should let her know that you're quitting.
I should, so she can come back in peace.
In peace.
There ain't no $5 chicken wings anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Of course not.
The wings are so expensive.
Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy.
I used to go to this place called Croxley's in the yeah. in the East Village when I was younger. Mm. And you bought one beer and you could eat as many free wings as you want. Now, were the wings bad? Yes. But I was right. 20 years old. I had no money. One beer was $4. I could eat a lunch.
Can't live in the city anymore. I think that for a large wings, it's like $30.
That's insane.
Yeah. And it's not like they're it's not like a greedy pricing. That's how much they're buying. They have to buy the chicken wings, and the price went up.
Well, when you think about it, that's a lot of chickens. I know.
I think about that all the time. I go, there's 10 chickens on this plate. Oh my God. It's I go, so imagine many. There being 10 live chickens on this little plate.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It makes me feel sick.
Now, do you ever think, do these wings really come from chickens?
I think that I've never
seen. Or are they manufacturing the wings separately?
As someone that just watched the movie Migration, mm-hmm. The children's movie about mm-hmm. birds that fly, mm-hmm. I can't picture where these wings are coming from on a chicken.
Right.
Right?
Right? Right. And why are they so tiny?
What? I've never seen that's itty bitty.
Yeah. The math ain't mathing.
Something is wrong. I do not believe in chicken wings.
Right.
That's why I go straight boneless. Because at least we're not playing a game that's real chicken.
We have some nice boneless there.
You do?
Yeah, we do.
Because I was looking for Super Bowl the day before. I was like, I wonder how much like Wingstop or some wings are. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Crazy.
I think it was like, I even looked at like Banchan chicken. Everything was like $50 for like 30 wings.
Especially on Super Bowl. Like we do, like you could buy 50 or something.
Yeah.
And I actually don't remember how much it would cost.
Just make up a price.
$70.
Oh, no way.
This cost $70 for 50 wings. Jesus Christ. Can you believe that?
I can't. Yeah. It's
Kellyanne Conway was at the bar the other night making out with a guy.
What?
Breaking news.
How'd she look IRL?
Good.
I believe it.
I think she got, this is mean. I think she got like a full facelift. She nice. Looked younger. Truly.
Really?
Yes.
And that was the guy she was making out with. What was his vibe?
Interesting.
What, a little gay?
No.
That would have been fun.
Like,
Kellyanne Conway's looking like a magician. Up with a gay guy. Stop.
Yeah, like long hair, like a magician.
So an illusionist or a magician?
An illusionist.
There we go.
Like a...
There we go.
But then I looked... this is bad. I don't know. Actually, I don't want to say. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
I looked up who it was. It's hilarious. It's...
It's someone real?
It's someone that's like, you're like, oh my God. Because this is what you don't remember, realize about restaurants. We have the names from the credit cards.
Yeah.
So if I'm slightly interested in what's going on, if I want to know if someone's having an affair, I'm taking the name off the credit card and I'm going, looking that up. I'll find pictures of your wife and I'll tell her.
Wow.
Nah, I won't, but I've thought about it.
Of course, everyone thinks that. I've gone on.
I was always very triggered by affairs happening in the bar.
Because your parents.
It bothered me. I go, I know what this is, and I hate it. I wish you wouldn't do it here, but...
You know how bad it makes me feel when, like, a married woman DMs me?
Yes,
I once
hard.
Told one, I was like, this makes me feel really bad about marriage in general.
Yeah.
But then...
But then she showed you them big sloppy titties. And you said, we're good.
We're good, babe.
We're good, babe. Don't worry about
who needs marriage?
Don't worry about a thing.
Yeah, pour it.
Pour a little Doucet.
What is that?
Doucet.
Cognac.
My friend Recess bought it. Yeah, it's cognac.
What's your friend's name?
Recess.
Interesting. Like
government
TV show.
Name. His name is Recess, Dr. Recess Smith.
Pediatrician?
I made that the rest of it up. No, he has a real name, but he doesn't want it to be said.
Nice.
He goes by Recess. Okay?
Nice. Yeah, I love that.
So that's it. So that's the cycle of life changing. I don't know if you feel this way. I think everybody feels this way. But in general, throughout my life, I feel like I've always cycled through about every 4 years. Every 4 years, I cycle in a major way. This is the longest I've ever stayed in one cycle. I've been like 8 years without a cycle. And I feel that's when I feel a little bit like I'm bouncing off the fucking walls because like I begged in life. All I wanted was a fucking container. Yeah. Right? I want it to feel at home somewhere. Yeah. I want it to feel like comfortable somewhere. And you get your container and then you bounce off the fucking walls because you can't cycle.
My dad's retired now. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
That's his cycle, though.
And what
this is his retirement cycle.
I know, but he hasn't figured out how to play. So this is it takes a moment to figure out how to play in a new cycle.
Right.
Do you know what you're going to play? What's your community going to look like?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like about money or job. It's like it is kind of like a piece of my community.
You see
that
people.
I need to replace. So we've already we have a hang on the books. We have a bar. We have a pizza and bar night on the books for a few weeks from now. We're going to really have to make an effort to stay in touch, and that's fine. I'll do that. But we're going to lose that passive social juice that you get.
Yeah.
From showing up, especially like if it's a fun night, it can be really fun.
Of course.
You know?
I miss like hanging out at old UCB and teaching there.
Yeah.
I would say hi to 200 people.
Literally, when the regulars come in that like I saw them when they were pregnant. Now their kid is like 7.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, hey, how you doing? They give me hugs. Oh, Emma's here. Thank God. Our favorite waitress is here, you know?
You should say I saw them right before they got pregnant.
Why is that?
Because you don't want to be like, I saw them at the bar when they were pregnant.
Oh, okay. Well, people eat there.
Oh.
They don't have to drink. Okay. Don't be sick.
When I was in Philly, I sat at a bar and had 3 Diet Cokes. Not a sip of alcohol.
How they feel about you there?
I ordered.
Did you have food?
Yeah, I ordered a chicken cheese steak, no cheese.
Why no cheese?
You know what? Cheese. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
Cheese is just like, it's extra.
I agree. I've never had especially when it comes to a cold sandwich.
Yeah.
I've never had like my life enhanced by a piece of Munster cheese. Get it off.
Munster cheese is the most bullshit cheese in the game.
Well, I used to do honey maple turkey Munster. Lettuce, tomato, onion, bacon, Cape Cod chips. But then I go, we don't need the Munster. What is it adding? What is the Munster bringing?
The bacon.
What kind of cow is the Munster even from? The Munster cow.
This is, I'm obsessed. Like, where does cheese come from?
I don't know.
Who makes what cheese?
Especially when they go, okay. And then they go, the whole thing that, especially in my algorithm right now, is it's grass-fed cheese. Who? Where's the cheese's mouth? Who's feeding it grass?
1,000%.
What do you mean it's grass-fed cheese?
I get it. It's from, like, but it's from all animals. It's not from cows. It's from every animal.
I'm upset.
And then, like, so we get the cow milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are we making Brie de Blue?
Right. Like, what is the... Well, blue is mold. We know that.
I think that's lies.
I don't think so. I think that's what it is.
Really?
The blue cheese is mold.
What about...
So everything has its own, like, smoking... I don't know. Who knows? And in a way, who cares as well?
I know.
You ever go, who knows? And then you go, oh, but also who cares?
Yeah, that's how I feel about the universe and space.
Me too. Lack of interest.
I used to care, but that's too confusing.
I just had my interest peaked this year about the ocean.
Ooh.
We had our sea themed episode.
Do you know who the second deepest diver of all time is?
James Cameron.
Isn't that fucking unbelievable?
Yeah. He loves the sea.
He loves it. Oh, God. Movies in the sea. Must be tough to be his kid.
The kid's like, I just want to be an accountant, dude.
And the kid gets all wet. He's like, Dad, do you love me? Look at me, I'm wet.
Mike wants us to take a break. So I'll just end on this note.
Okay.
What I'm giving up right now is the identity of being a waitress.
Mm.
And I'll have to go out and see what else might be out there for me. Because I'm not a waitress anymore. Unless you catch me this weekend, Sunday night. You know the vibes. I'm going to make them watch the All-Star game with the sound on.
Oh,
it's my last night.
Love it.
So, I don't know if the girls that I work with listen to this, but I miss you so much already. I really do.
Heard a lot about
you. This has been a fantastic part of my life. It's been a beautiful chapter of my life. I loved it. It's given me so much comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never get to drink at work again. Let's go ahead and take a break. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. You gotta know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
You never count your money
while you're sitting at the table. Time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So, on the theme, no one to fold them, This podcast is on life support, and I am both the murderer and the doctor.
Beep.
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 Beep. Beep. Beep. I shot it dead, but I'll bring it back to life.
This is fun.
This is fun.
This is fun. This is hard. No, it's good to let the audience know what's going on.
Oh, here's what's going on. Our numbers have gone, like, not even down by half, down by, like, 75%.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
That's not...
Not the audio. Not the audio, but the YouTube. Not the audio. Sorry, the audio is fine. But the YouTube has, like, we've lost almost all the audience.
Wow.
And it makes me wonder... Well, this doesn't apply to anyone listening, because if I'm reaching you sonically right now, if this transmission is reaching your ears, you are not the problem.
Yeah.
If you're not hearing this right now, mm-hmm. what happened? Okay? What do we have to do to get an audience here? What do we have to do to get the people excited? Excited to come. Oh, it's Tuesday. That's what I heard is coming out today. Oh, I can't wait to see. Can't wait to see what's going on. It's hard, man.
I think that, like, people want spectacle.
I know.
People want, like, drama. People want...
Yeah.
It's hard. People, like, how are we going to compete with, like, people, Mr. Beast being on a podcast?
Right. I guess we do need guests, bigger guests. Mike, can you help?
Yes.
Mike. Producer
Mike. We've been trying to land bigger Mike. Guests.
What have you? Who have you tried to land?
Sebastian.
We got
lately?
Sebastian brings
you know.
No, we haven't tried to land anyone. That's the truth. We need to try to land people.
It's hard to ask.
It's hard to ask. It's not that I don't know people. I'm just like, do you want to come on my podcast? I don't know. It feels.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. When and then people want to come on when they're promoting stuff and then they're on 100 podcasts.
Right. And so it's not exciting.
It's and so it kind of gets lost in the.
And we don't really do like that hot of takes. I could start doing hotter takes.
I mean, we can.
But you don't want to do hot takes.
I know, but it's like I see on my the gift and my curse is that I see everyone's point. You know?
It's called being a human.
It's called being a human. And honestly, humans don't make good podcasters.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
You need to be radical. You need to be in one direction.
Yeah.
You need to speak so wildly that like even the people that support you are like, that's a little too far. That's
right. Yeah.
Maybe you need to get canceled.
Free Palestine.
There you go.
We'll start there.
I mean, it's pretty universal.
We'll start there. I don't like what's happening in Gaza. Okay.
Slow down. She's going nuts.
She's going crazy. Like stating the most obvious shit.
I know.
I'll start here. I don't fucking like it. I'm not aligned with that. It makes me fucking sick. When I see children, videos of children looking for their mother's dead mm-hmm. body. Yeah, sorry. Can't support that. You're done. We're done here. Enough. I also, by the way, think the hostages need to get released.
Hot take.
I don't support. Well, no, this is. People only say one or the other. Guess what? Release them and stop the bombing. This is fucking. This is great. So I was about to say the R word. See, that would have got us canceled.
That would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
Just missed out on ratings.
I just missed out. See? I pulled myself back. This is fucking.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. This is really stupid behavior.
This is dum-dums. Yeah.
Let people just live in peace with their families and try to make a few fucking dollars and have a snack. Jesus Christ.
Maybe we have to do a giveaway.
How about a giveaway?
How about a giveaway?
How about we give away like a jewel giveaway? Maybe we should do a giveaway.
We should do it. Or we could do
it. Merch, don't you?
Yeah, but I'll get something good. I mean, we can send merch too, of course, but I'll send maybe something good like vape. I don't vape anymore. What would be a good giveaway for That's What I Heard? This is great.
Something like if you end up sharing the podcast, everyone will be entered into a raffle. If over the course of the month, if you share the podcast, let you know on social media, you'll be entered into a raffle. And then the raffle could get, I don't know.
Right.
Go to a Knicks game with Frex.
That would be fun.
You still have tickets that you could grab?
I could get them. Yeah. Yeah, I can get them. Then maybe not to a good game.
That might be annoying though, sitting next to someone.
Yeah, I go, what if
you're going to go see the Pistons?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I love the Pistons. I lost $5 and then the other night.
That's what we used to do in radio, though. We used to give away tickets
Something that I saw another podcast do, Out and About, which I really like. They did a live stream locked in the apartment until they hit 50K subs on YouTube. They were at like 40.
Sure. They locked in the apartment for a while.
Yeah, well, we won't go until 50. Yeah, what about until 1,500 subs? We lock ourselves in the studio. We have guests coming through.
It's
like a day telethon.
That is a good idea.
Think a telethon would be fun.
We have guests.
I would like to do
and
that.
And it's literally
that,
just to get to 1,500.
You know what? Let's fucking do it.
We have call-ins. We could have, let's say we book out like the whole day and it's like we just have people dropping by.
Yeah.
I
would love to.
That would be fun.
And we're live on YouTube until we hit.
We could also do, we should have people leave like voicemails and do like advice stuff from voice, right?
Yeah, you can set up a Google
Talk radio vibe.
How do you do that? Can you do that?
Yeah.
We can figure that out. Yeah,
yeah, set up like a hotline, so we'll do
it. I like that we're working this out on the show.
Fuck it. You know what?
No one's listening.
That's not true that nobody's listening.
That's what's beautiful.
It's not true that nobody's listening.
It's not true that no one's listening, but it is true that no one is watching. Also, by the way, I don't mean this to the people who are listening and watching. I fucking love you.
People
who comment on the YouTube, especially week after week, like, I feel like you're a friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have my guy, Scott, chairman of the boards. Every week he comments. I say, hello, Mr. Chairman. People comment. Like, that warms my heart. Those people mean so much to me. The people in the DMs, we chat, whatever. That means the world to me. But I'm like, how do we grow this? Because I do put my best effort in.
You do. You come, you show up.
And I put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
No, come on, I do. You come with paper.
You have a paper. I don't know what's on it.
I have the papers.
I know. You have the papers.
I do prep. I do.
I know. You cut clips.
What I'm not good at is like planning ahead and being like, let's get a guest for 2 to 3 weeks from now. Let me ask a celeb.
Can I tell you?
Go ahead.
Can I tell you who could be good at that?
Go ahead.
The guy that runs the network.
Yes, Mike, could you...
Sebi.
Yeah?
He doesn't want this type of feedback.
Oh, he doesn't want
I don't want this type of feedback.
Here we go. Now the drama's
now
getting...
Now here's the drama.
Numbers are going up. Get the drama
podcast
real.
Producer destroys podcaster.
Yes, tell us... Yeah,
producer destroys podcaster.
What am I on the defense for?
Because not booking we're guests? Not prepping or booking guests.
Yeah, what are we... Yeah,
or promoing.
I think... All right.
I think once, honestly,
you want
Ronnie,
the real tea?
Ronnie,
yeah, give us a tea.
Yeah, give us a tea.
Ooh. There are times where Frex and I talk about guest booking strategy, and we'll kick a few names around, and Frex will go, I don't really like that person. Or after the fact, you'll be like, I don't really like that person.
Right.
guests that we won't mention, obviously, but people that have been on the show.
Right.
And I think the issue is that we reinvent the show every couple of months. And I think it's difficult.
That's fair.
Nail down exactly what type of guest fits on the show when we kind of switch things
people.
Up. Yeah.
I think, you know what? We're actually making progress.
Yeah.
I think, Mike, thank you. That's actual progress.
Why?
Thanks, Sebi.
Why? Because I think it's good to get notes and feedback on
stuff. Yeah, you're right. No, we do need that feedback.
Like, no matter what, it's good to be like, you know what? I think it is good to be like, let's take a stab at this type of format for 6 months.
Right. I think we're in a format now. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got to stick with it.
Yeah, not this episode.
Not this episode. This is a free-for-all. This is no one to hold them, no one to fold them.
Yes, of course. Not this episode, but last week, a little different.
Yeah, a little different.
We did like 2-3 in a row.
We did 3 in a row of the same type of show. How about that?
But people listen to podcasts because... they want to hang out with friends or they be either information, right?
There are people, by the way, this isn't the discount, like the many people who send me messages that I know listen every week and have been listening every week through all of our different formats and are still riding with us. And I fucking love those people.
Because they love you.
And I love them.
That's
so
beautiful.
This is not to discount the people that we do have, but I'm saying like, how do we grow and not shrink? How about that? Let's just not shrink.
Let's not shrink.
Yes.
And here's the thing. You're always going to lose people every month. So we need to be always gaining.
Why are we always going to lose people every month?
Because
do you
people,
lose people every month?
Yeah, every month.
Okay.
People got a life to live, man.
Yeah. But then people come back and they, you know?
Yeah, they see a guest. They go, oh, I want to listen to
and that. Then they start listening to old episodes again. But like, I think that a giveaway, the telethon thing sounds awesome. I think that hot takes, we don't do.
We don't do it. We just don't have them.
We don't
do. It's not who I am.
And it's not like on my podcast, I do like basic ass takes.
Yeah. But that's what you like. That's what you like.
I want to talk. I want to talk about charcuterie boards.
And I like. What do I like? I like a big tent. What?
What do you like?
I like a big tent.
That I think I think that's something that we land on a lot, trying to figure out exactly where the most interesting thing for you is. You know what
right.
I mean?
No, this is interesting to me. We just need guests.
More than guests, we need... You know what? I wish everyone would listen, because then we could just bring on freaks and then have real fun.
Yeah.
Frexy's freaks.
Yeah, Frexy and the freaks.
Yeah. Frexy and the freaks.
I would love a freak show.
Freak
show. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how I originally like was like, oh, I want like a whack pack type of thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's why I had Billy Joe.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, right.
But we have to remember, Billy's like a... Billy. Billy's funny.
He's the best.
He is he's the best. Best.
He's killing it. He's crushing.
But I do think that that is something that I listen to Old Stern every night.
He's the best.
Truly. And what he's great about is like letting people speak freely and causing drama. I would say that this moment right here has been the most drama that the show's ever seen.
It has, because I'm getting a little fucking annoyed.
That's okay.
You're getting annoyed?
Yeah.
What are you getting annoyed about?
Because he's going, we have this conversation all the time. I'm like, yes, but you're the producer. It's your job to execute.
Okay, now we
But
go.
You're the host. You're the one that has to come in with the stuff, with the content.
Right, but we need execution on booking and stuff, on like logistics. That's what we need.
Okay, I'm hearing both of us.
See, right? Okay, this is good. This is good.
This is great, right? Because I do think that, yes, we need guests. We want people, like big names are what's going to get eyes on it.
Right.
But I think that Mike is also saying like, what direction do you want to go in? Because that's what you could point in, like, what type of big guests you want.
Yeah. Celebs. This is the direction. We chat.
Celebs.
Yeah.
Chat with celebs.
We chit chat. That's the direction.
Amazing.
No, not strong enough.
It's like a reverse engineered formula, because you're not going to get Stern gets celebs because he has a huge audience. And then he does what he does,
right,
and is great, obviously. But it's a difficult thing because you can't really have one without the other. Like it's not
exactly. You need celebs got to want to come on because we need a big audience.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means what I'm hearing, telethon.
I think telethon's a great idea.
And what's it called? Not a telethon, live stream.
We'll call it live stream.
What's called a telethon?
Yeah,
I like telethon.
I like telethon too. It's corny.
Yeah.
It's old school. It's fun.
Yeah. Telethon, the race to 1,500. This is such a low bar too. We need 1,500 subscribers on YouTube.
I think telethon is great, and we could get some friends in here. You could have some people coming through saying hi. Some weirdos. Yeah.
We could live watch something. That'll take time.
We'll be good for time.
We'll be good.
We'll be good for time.
Now, how are we gonna book you out for 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours?
I'll hire him to teach a class here.
Yeah.
I'll teach an improv class. Literally, oh my God, we could set up, can we set it up so that they could see a class?
Yes.
I could get the guys, just so you know, we're live streaming my class today. You could see me switch into teacher mode.
I actually have wondered, like, what is Seb in teacher mode?
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, how we feeling today? Great. I'm so excited to have you all here today. So today we're going to be exploring justifications, right? So what is a justification? It's why people have certain behavior. Mm-hmm. Why they might have unusual behavior, right? It makes us relatable even when we might be doing things that are out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Everyone up? And let's pass a little zip-zap-zap around.
Now, but how do you zip-zap-zap if it's on Zoom?
I don't do zip-zap-zap on Zoom.
Okay.
I'll do that today.
Now, what is Zip Zap Zap good for?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What is it good
for? Absolutely nothing.
It's good. It's good for people to practice listening to instructions and doing stuff. As adults, people don't do that.
You know what? When I was on Wild and Out, the version of Zip Zap Zap that we would do is like we'd stand in a circle and it would be like you'd have to go around and be like, I'm the hip without the hop. And the next person would go, I'm the bottom without the top. On the crack. And then it'd have to go around. You'd have to rhyme with what the first person said the whole way around to listen.
That's
on the crack without the rock.
Mm-hmm.
On the crime without the block or whatever.
Yeah. I'm the gun
like zip,
without
zap,
the
zap.
Glock.
There you go.
There we go. I figured that out real quick.
Mike, you got one?
No. I tried and then I was like, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
He's the balls without the cock.
Okay. I'm the shoe without the sock.
Oh, you really want me to do it?
I'm 30 without the rock. Yeah.
I'm panicking. I can't. I don't. Right. I'm rich without the stock.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm rich without the stock. Okay. So I think we've gotten. So do you, okay, as the mediator, do you think we've gotten anywhere?
No, I think that we need to sit down and like.
But I love when we do our episodes where we chit chat. Why is that not a vision?
It's just neither of us have pull.
Right.
Right.
Mike, you were too quick on the right.
Yeah, he was too quick on the right. Cut his mic.
I'll cut my own mic.
No, he was so quick on the right. I wish we had pull.
Right? Yeah.
I wish, but you know what? We're not Meghan Markle.
You know what? And who among us is?
Only one person.
Meghan Markle.
I mean.
I read a funny article in the Post today about them.
What?
It just was like, they hate spending their own money. All they do is get rides from on other people's private jets. They refuse to spend their own money.
God, what a pathetic life those two live.
Yeah. Or like, are they really the ones who are winning?
I don't think that they're stressing as much as people put stress onto them.
This is for ratings. Fuck Meghan Markle.
Yes.
There we go. Finally.
And fuck Prince Harry as well.
Yes.
Although, I don't mind him. See, this is where we...
Oh, no!
I don't mind him.
You know what? There's something about the old, though, that's funny about you.
Because that's who I am, though. It's like, I'll tell you what I do, what I think I do perfectly on this show.
Okay.
I bring my exact self to this show.
Great. Yeah.
Which is, although, I do see.
Maybe.
But I'm never bullshitting with you. You should. This is truly who I am.
You could debate yourself.
That's a good show.
A debate. Emma versus Frex.
Maybe we'll do that. And I'll, yeah, we'll have to edit it.
Another new format, huh?
That could be a new. You could take.
Mike is going to kill himself. Another new format.
This is great.
Also, now it's a debate show where we have to CGI you into two different places. Okay, nice. Good job, guys. You really figured it out.
Two Frexes to prepare for. Wonderful.
I think that. So, what's hard about this is it's so fun to do.
So fun.
And I think that everyone has a podcast nowadays.
Yeah.
And people listen to podcasts of like famous people and they suck. Because people don't know how to fucking talk at the end of the day.
Right. But we know how to talk.
I know. I like thanked my father the other day. I'm like, I'm so lucky that I had Sunday dinners and we'd sit there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
I just had to listen to grown-ups talk.
Yes.
I learned how to talk as a kid.
Yeah.
Some kids don't. I mean, thank God the kids that are coming up now won't know how to talk for shit.
Yeah. Although I'll say Ronnie, the associate producer, is very social and knows how to talk.
Yes.
And she's what, 23?
20, yeah, I think about just 24.
She's no dummy.
I would never put an age on her.
She's no dummy.
What is she? No, she is. That was the reason that I hired her in the first place.
No, not at all.
No, Ronnie was one of the, when she was my intern at Betches, she would come in and like do all the fucking dirty work.
She'd
build
Ronnie's
sets
good.
And do all this stuff. She was 18 years old. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well.
Telethon's good. I have this thought.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the business will tell you to keep going. Everyone outside the business
but
will tell you to
quit. Who tells you know when to fold them, know when to hold them? And are we folding or are we holding?
I mean, we hold.
We hold.
What
we
do we
hold.
Do? We're holding.
We hold, right, Mike?
Yes.
So we need people, listeners, to step up, right? So some things that we need someone that is a good artist to start making a couple drawings of Emma and
that's going to do it.
We need fan art. No, we need fan art. First of all, we need fan art.
First of all, right off the bat, we need fan art.
So let's just put it, let's just say it straight and plain. We need some fan art.
I mean, that's going to do... Mike, what are you laughing about?
That's so ridiculous.
Wait, no,
have you met me, man?
Okay, so here's the solution.
Somebody draw us so our audience can grow.
No, here's what... No,
it's an idea.
Here's what it is.
Okay.
Here's what it is. What we need to grow our audience is lighters.
I agree.
That say, that's what I heard. And maybe it says, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
So then when they Google it, they can't find it.
They can't. Right. She says Emma. Not even Frex.
Not even Frex. Emma. Emma Carroll's podcast.
All right.
How can we do bad marketing?
All right. Yeah. Here's the productive things that I think have come out of this.
We need someone to
First
run
First of all,
a
I love
subreddit.
You, Mike. I love you, Mike.
I love you too, Frex.
And I love you, Sebastian.
I love you too.
And I love you to the audience.
That was never up to debate this episode.
Okay, good. I'm just saying. I said you because me and Mike had an altercation. So I'm saying I love everybody.
It wasn't an altercation.
I know it wasn't, but I'm just, it's for drama.
Oh, drama. You're right.
It's an altercation.
You're right.
Here's what I'm taking away. We need to do a live stream telethon. Boom. And we need to do a live event.
Great. And you do something like the live event. You come with a friend.
Yeah. And your friend comes for free.
Yeah.
$10 for two people.
Great.
$20 for two people.
It depends what we're offering.
$50 for two people.
There we go. And what are we offering?
Dinner and a blowjob.
Yep. You go. We'll both go on the table. You'll have to guess who.
Yeah.
If you guess right, we'll give you $50.
And that is a Lil Frex promise. All right, let's take him out, boys. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
When to fold them.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run. See you next week, everybody. Love ya.